package today.
Free Talk Live, you're listening to the live Saturday edition. We are live here in the studio, but things are a little different than they usually are. I'm Mark.
And I'm Gard.
And Ian's not here. He's off at the talk radio convention or something like that, schmoozing with the big boys, probably giving Rush Limbaugh some trouble.
Making him nervous.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I gotta say, I'm glad he's gone. It's a show about your calls. You can call in about anything you want on the SACL toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we've brought a few things in to talk about this evening, so let's get into it.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be here with you, man.
Gardner, you've been hearing all the stuff on the talk radio shows. They've been talking about how bad Obama's minister is.
Oh, he's a bad man.
He's bad. a bad man.
Right.
He's preaching up there from the pulpit and getting all excited and saying things like GD America and America KKK and all that
stuff. Right. That's right.
You got an article on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Pastor Mark, I just have to say, as Pastor Gard here, it's a fascinating story what we've seen so far. Last night, Barack Obama added another wrinkle to this one, which is that he decried the rhetoric of the right Reverend Jeremiah Wright. And originally I thought, wasn't that a Flip Wilson character? But no, it wasn't. It's from his pastor from his church around Chicago. It's the guy who married him and his wife, Barack Obama and his wife, also baptized Barack Obama's kids, and has worked with the Obama campaign. He's now off the campaign.
Sounds like Barack knows him a little bit.
He knows him well. Yeah, absolutely. And Barack got him off the campaign. He decried the statements last night and denounced them. And he appeared on Fox News last night, Fox News, the neocon conservative bastion, and he basically got on there, and he was on with Hannity and Combs, and said, look, you know, some of the things that this guy said, I wasn't around. Major Garrett interviewed him and said, Major said, were you there? No, I wasn't there during any of these statements. Some of the statements about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how we have been terrorists around the world and killed more innocent people than were killed in the World Trade Center bombing.
I don't really disagree with that particular statement.
You know, that's the thing about these statements.
I will say, you know, the Pacific Theater of World War II is probably the closest war in the last century to us. You know, I mean, that's the war that you can say the least about as far as, I mean, it's our most righteous war.
If you can get to that, it leans more in that direction if you want to put some problems with it.
Yep. Like, for instance, they say that the United States was attacked when Pearl Harbor was bombed, but, you know, Pearl Harbor wasn't a state at the time.
No.
And it was really just a military base where we had gone into this archipelago and taken over from these native people. We had taken their land from them. There's a strong secession movement in Hawaii.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian people, the natives, a lot of them wish we would leave, go away.
Yeah,
I mean, we've really developed the area, but they didn't ask for that.
And we know, well, one of the funniest things about it is that they actually have an interstate highway in Hawaii, which is pretty funny, thanks to the interstate highway system, how constitutional that is. You know, I have no idea. I don't know. But one of the fascinating things about that is, you know, we know that Roosevelt wrote Churchill and said, I will do anything I can to maneuver us into the war, to get us into the war.
Mm-hmm.
He did maneuver us into the war, put the embargo against Japan. They couldn't get any oil. Supposedly it was about what Japan did to the Chinese. Why we're concerned about the Chinese, I don't know. I didn't know that was part of the Constitution, that we had to protect, you know,
the Chinese
exactly.
Or any other nation. As a matter of fact, I remember Thomas Jefferson said that peace and commerce and goodwill towards all nations and entangling alliances with none. That sounds like an entangling alliance.
Yeah, it's pretty entangling. So, you know, the Japanese were goaded into this. There's other very, very strong information to indicate that not only do we know that they had broken the Japanese code, but that they knew the Japanese were coming. They moved the ships, the most valuable ships, away, and the patrolling ships away from the usual zones where they would have intercepted the Japanese. They pulled them away.
There's some evidence to that.
And
it's a little conspiratorial. There's not solid proof of it, but There's a lot of evidence out there.
And with freedom of information documents that have been revealed just recently, there are some new books out, one of which quotes a man who worked in the White House at the time with a contemporaneous diary entry where he said he was in the Oval Office and Roosevelt said, "I knew people were going to die, but I didn't know this many people were going to die."
How awful.
Okay, so that's on the World War II front. But, you know, these statements about Obama's pastor and by Obama's pastor, that's the thing. There are things in there that he's saying which people are overlooking.
Right. And well, you know, that's he's saying it, for one, he's saying it in that really cool black minister
and
cadence,
so angry,
which I
sound.
It's awesome sounding. I just love the way that sounds. But, you know, some of the things he says, I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do
mm-hmm.
think that there is an institutional racial bias in our system. And, it seems obvious to me.
I think you're right.
When there's one out of 99 Americans is in prison, but one out of 10 black people is in prison.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with Jason Osborne about that, of SACL. And Jason and I were talking about just those things. Why is it that people, you know, white guys like you and me, you know, we don't live in the inner city of Chicago. We don't live in Washington, D.C. We don't know what's going on in South Central or Compton. And, you know, to think that the laws that have been established, even if the people who are functionally taking care of those laws now are not racist, many of the laws that are in place now were instituted by racist people.
Well, I don't see any laws that in and of themselves are particularly racist. It just seems to me that the implementation, it's easier to go where you know, the poor people, the black people are congregated. It's easier to go after them. I mean, these crimes, many of them are being committed by, you know, people in all financial sectors and of all colors, but for some reason, and I don't know what it is, but I can tell the results. The results are that black people are in prison like 10, you know, a significantly higher percentage of the time than white people.
I agree. Yeah.
And I can see why a black minister preaching to black people could be angry and, you know, spouting
Absolutely.
This sort of rhetoric. Now, the problem is that the average white guy, you know, average white person, they think of black people as equals. They really do.
I never really even thought about racial stuff until I moved away from my area.
I don't have any problem with black people. And if you aim racial rhetoric at me, that's how I'm going to feel like, oh, my God, you're a bad person. Because I'm not a racist.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I think you make an excellent point. I think there's a bit of a balancing act here post Jim Crow, post-slavery, post-Great Society, where apparently the only way that things can be made up for is to systematically take from some people who had nothing to do with the institutional racism mm-hmm. that these people could be affected by, and somehow give them all these things, which don't help them. The welfare state hasn't helped the minorities. It's hurt the minorities. It's fostered sloth and corruption. Drug laws that I think many of the people who are in the legal world now, they move with these drug laws, and some of them don't even think about it when they first start off. They think, okay, we're upholding the rule of law. Well, sometimes the laws aren't right. So there could be laws institutionally in place which focus and change the marketplace so that the people who are institutionally the weakest, let's say certain Hispanic minorities, Portuguese minorities, Latin minorities, or blacks, have to turn to the black market, say dealing drugs. And then you have the people who want to uphold law and order. Well, we're not racist. We're just upholding the law.
Right. You know, I mean, if you're in one of the lowest segments of society and you want to get rich, like everybody does, I want to be rich. Well, what you see put in front of you is that it's going to be very difficult for you to open your own business. You're going to have to get all kinds of licensing from the local, county, state, and federal government to do, you know, to open businesses. And they make it, and there's so many regulations on running that business that it's going to be extraordinary. Expensive. You just don't have the means to do it on your own.
Yeah.
You can't pursue the American dream of having your own business. So let's do it black market style. And if we're going to do a black market style, we might as well make all the profits that the drug war the drug war has created, because marijuana doesn't cost very much to produce. It's a weed. It's extraordinarily cheap. But when you're talking about, I don't even know what a quarter bag is. $50-$60 for a quarter, something like that. $50 or $60 for a quarter of dried out plants. I mean, go out in your yard and you can clip these things, right?
Well, you know, the thing about this, Mark, is I don't know whether Jeremiah Wright is thinking about these things in the way that we are. You know, we only get these little windows on video of what he said
in
front of
the
crowd.
Sure, the exasperatory clips that the right-wing talkers use in order to pit blacks against whites. I mean, Jeremiah is doing the opposite, end of it.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Right.
And I think that, you know, wise people sort of go in the middle. And I want to flesh it out a little bit more and talk about it and see some of the things, you know, talk about some of the things he said. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Call in and tell us what you think.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. You're listening to Mark and Garg, and you can call in about anything you want to talk about. But before you give it a call, go check out the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's a message board, and I would venture to say one of the largest message boards on any radio talk show in the nation. You can see hundreds of thousands of posts by thousands of posters. Get involved and tell them what you think. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com. Well, since it is a show about your calls, we've got a couple of calls about, apparently, about World War II here. So, Helen. Helen, are you there?
Hello, am I?
Yes,
you hear me?
Yes, hi, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, I was 5 years old. I grew up in Manhattan, mm-hmm. the east side. And I can remember when they tore down the Second Avenue elevated line. Okay. I mean, the whole avenue got sunshine all the, you know, when it came down. It was so dense, you know.
Good day.
Mm. And so then there was Pearl Harbor. Well, you know, as a little girl, I can remember the excitement. But then in the maybe early next year of 42, they set up these scrap pile areas to collect steel for the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from, you know, toothpaste tubes and anything and everything, you know,
yeah. Anything that was made out of metal.
Razor blades. Pardon?
Yeah. Anything made out of metal.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And people
up.
Were saying, you know, in the neighborhood, my gosh, we just sold the Japanese all the scrap from the Second Avenue L, and now the U.S. government wants our razor blades.
Hmm. Yeah.
And,
so,
and you know, even, you know, Michael Savage, he talked about this very same thing because he grew up on the east side, too. He talked about it was a Friday. It was about a year ago. I heard the it was a rerun.
Yeah.
It was about 20 to 9. So, and it's just common. It was common knowledge. And even if you Google it, you'll see that it was torn down. Well, they say the shuttle was torn down in 42, but the whole main line, which traversed the length of Manhattan, you can imagine the steel.
So we've been
just common knowledge. You
right,
know?
We've been arming our enemies for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Even E.E. Cummings wrote a poem about it.
Really?
Cummings wrote a poem about the Sixth Avenue L.
He did it all in lowercase, too, didn't he?
Pardon?
He did it all in lowercase, too, didn't he?
He did. You're right. So
thanks.
The 6th Avenue L was also sold to Japan in 1938. So you and Japan really needed the steel.
Yeah, to build Zeros.
To build the Zeros and the bullets, that's what Cummings writes about. The guy, you know, his, you know, okay, well, I just want to tell you about that.
Thank you for the call, Helen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, there's an interesting facet to this, an economic facet to the whole World War II thing. And that is they constantly tell us that the war brought us out of the Depression, which is absolutely bogus. Robert Higgs has wrote about
most of the world was out of the Depression by the mid to late 30s.
Right, right.
The fact is that our socialist programs that FDR had put in place kept us in the Depression.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I'll say that the war probably ramped up the economy. But
they were building things that nobody wanted. You know, and Robert Higgs makes a great point. He says you can't say that you've got a productive economy when the things that are being produced aren't things that people want. They're things that the government wants in order to increase the warfare state. You know, tanks instead of refrigerators. Yeah.
All right, going to Joe. Joe in South Carolina.
Yeah, hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, sir. How about you?
I'm doing great. I have to comment on something you guys were saying about Pearl Harbor. I'd never heard about the letter from Roosevelt to Churchill to get us into the war, but I'm willing to bet the Japanese had probably never heard about it either. And the reason we put the embargo on China was because of the inhumane treatment, or I'm sorry, on Japan was because of the inhumane treatment of the Japanese to the Chinese.
Right.
Now, that's you know, I'd like to think that's the idea. I don't know. Maybe
well,
I need to.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but there we are playing the world's cop again, and what happens to cops? They get shot at. I mean, do I, as an American, deserve to have my pocketbook raided for this kind of stuff?
No, and, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I really wanted to get this back to the context of Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, sure.
And
okay.
What Jeremiah Wright said was that we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and we never batted an eye. And that's not true.
Yeah,
I mean, as much as you guys have read about Truman, I'm sure, and you sound pretty educated on the time period, you would understand that we not only batted an eye, but it was one of the most carefully measured decisions in all of history.
That's right. That's a, you know, that's a good point. So that facet of what you just said is a very, very salient point. There are a couple other points about the innocence that I'd like to discuss in just a minute, but that's an excellent point. Yeah, you're right.
I understand that a lot of a lot of innocent people died at that time, but you have to weigh it. And I mean, this sounds, you know, almost cruel to contemplate the sheer humanity of something like this, but you have to weigh dropping the atomic bomb on Japan to end the war at that point in time versus a U.S. invasion of Japan against a culture that would not quit unless they saw something like that.
Well, this is the thing. I see the dropping of the bombs when we're in the war. I'm like, that's a decision that I could have made, but it's the decision of getting into the war that really bothers me. Now, I don't, like I said, the Asian theater of World War II is probably the most righteous war the United States has been in since the Mexican-American War. But you know, I think we should have listened to General Smedley Butler, 2-time Medal of Honor winner, who said that this war is, you know, something we should not be involved in.
Well, right. What fascinates me as well is, and I was bringing this up on my program yesterday that I do around New Hampshire, is that you know, there was a time, and it, as a person who believes pretty much in free market capitalism supplanting or replacing government, we can talk about the government paradigm versus the social free market paradigm. But there was a time when people understood the distinction between those who are engaged in war as soldiers and those who are civilians. But as Mark brought up, we were chatting about this off the air, there was a draft in World War II.
And you know, and another thing about the Japanese thing, you said a culture of people that just wouldn't quit. You know that Japan had offered to surrender before that with terms, but Truman had said no terms to the surrender, zero. So it's actually Truman's stance on there will be no terms to the surrender that resulted in all those innocent people dying in Japan. You're aware of that?
Yeah, you guys sound like you're both educated and able to make smart guesses about this. What if we would have accepted the terms of Japan's surrender, right? And I'm sure Japan's surrender allowed them to keep the military, and basically, I mean, if you look at it like that, you can look at it one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Japan's giving us an opt-out, or Japan's giving themselves an opt-out to go ahead and rebuild, because I don't know if they didn't have intentions on continuing the war. Japan met with, you know, Germany, and they actually divided up pretty much the United States for Japan. That's what Hitler said. Hitler wanted Europe. He met with the leaders and he said, you guys can have the United States. I don't care. I want my Reich to be in power over Europe and specifically Britain, right? So if you measure that against that time frame, then sure. I mean, maybe we could have taken their surrender, but it
might
have
been. I see what you're saying, but it's kind of like getting in a fight with a bully in the in the schoolyard, and then when you get him down, you kick his teeth out and you break his arms because he might get up and fight again in the next few days. And I'm really not for that. What I say is fight when you're hit. And you know, and be fair about it.
Yeah, and the question is whether we drew them out to hit us, and that's what I think. A lot of this evidence indicates this, and you know, it's a weird sort of way that we look back on this with 2020 hindsight. We don't really have 2020 hindsight. We don't have all the information, whether it's, you know, conspiracy theories or not. But one thing that I can tell you is a lot of the information that's come out indicates to me that the embargo was set up to draw Japan in. They knew Japan was coming. They moved the ships off. They had wires that they tried to get to our commanders, and Roosevelt's guys held them back. I don't like it.
Joe, real quick?
Husband D. Kimmel, actually, I mean, like the admiral in charge of Pearl Harbor at the time, they had been drilling, and the way the ships were tied up was actually for their own safety. They were not expecting this kind of attack from the Japanese.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. My name's Mark.
And I'm Garn.
And you can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But before you do, I'd like to tell you to go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see dozens of ladies that have sent their validated pictures in to, you know, show that they, in fact, do listen to the show. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections in a whole new way. They collect with respect. They aren't mean to your clients, and they record every call so that you can check on them. That's SACL CAI, and you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And it's a call about it's a show about your calls. So let's go to, well, before we do, I wanted to make one correction.
Yeah, and I want to make one point if it's possible.
About the terms that we asked for the Japanese surrender in World War II, from LouRockwell.com, article written by John Denson here. The stark fact that the Japanese leaders, both military and civilian, including the emperor, were willing to surrender in May of 45 if the emperor could remain in place and not be subjected to war crimes after the war. The fact became known to President Truman as early as May of 45. The Japanese monarchy was one of the oldest in all of history, dating back to the 660 BC. The Japanese religion added the belief that all the emperors were direct descendants of the sun goddess,
Amaterasu. The reigning emperor Hirohito was the 124th direct line of descendant. After the bombs were dropped in August 6th and 9th of 1945, their surrender soon after, the Japanese were allowed to keep their emperor on the throne, and he was not subjected to any of the war crimes and the trial. So that was the only thing that they asked for, was that the emperor not be subjected to a war crimes trial, and they didn't do it anyway. They dropped the bombs, and Truman didn't do it anyway. So
all those innocent people died, and they could have stopped it, but they wanted to prosecute the emperor, and of course they didn't get him anyway.
Yeah.
You know what's fascinating about this? I want to go into just two facets before we get back to the calls, Marco. But one of the things I wanted to bring up was I firmly believe that Roosevelt did maneuver the United States into the war. There's tons of evidence out there, whether you read Thomas Fleming's stuff or even you can read some of John Toland's books. They're just excellent. In addition to that, if we were talking about the United States and freedom and individuals being drafted in World War II, that I think is deplorable. We can talk about two facets. One is the constitutional legal side of it. Was it in the United States' defensive interests to get involved in World War II, to succor the Japanese, which is what I think Roosevelt did? Roosevelt's promises prior to any threats of the United States against the United States with Churchill saying, I will do anything we can to get into the war. Those are out there. The communiques are out there. You can read them. Those were plain facts. I don't see that jiving with the Constitution, but if we move beyond the Constitution into basic human freedom, the idea that decisions made by these people to get us into World War One, to throw our soldiers
out there. That was the worst thing.
There,
World War II was really just a continuation of World War One.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And then to say, well, we are going to use the soldiers. We're going to take people's property. We're going to take their gold. We're going to take their food. We're going to ration their food to make this a warfare dictatorship in the United States under Roosevelt. How does that have anything to do with freedom? And if we want to move further into the way I feel about it, if people want to volunteer and they want to go fight for the British, they could move over and fight for the British.
I actually think some did, or at least British citizens went back to Britain.
Certainly could have.
But it, like I said, it is a show about your calls, and I'd like to go to Lou, listening in Florida on WFTL. Lou?
Yes, how you guys doing?
Great.
Listen,
sir.
I want to get back to the crazed Black Reverend Wright.
Yes.
Now, you guys are displaying the same type of soft racism that I expect from liberals. What I
soft
mean by
racism.
That is, you're not holding these black ministers to the same level of accountability that you would a white person. What you're trying to do is you're trying to make excuses for him.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I don't
now,
think so.
If a man makes a stupid statement and he says something awful, okay, like saying that America, whatever he said, insane
America
things.
KKK, is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, exactly.
You
have to hold this person to the same exact standards as we would hold anyone else.
And what kind of standards would those be, Lou?
The same standards. He should be defrocked, or whatever you do to a priest, that's crazy.
Look, it's his church, man. How are you going to defrock him?
All I'm saying is we have to hold him to the same exact standards. And the libertarian.
I said that his statements are exacerbatory.
No, but the libertarian, what I'm seeing in a lot of the libertarians is.
I don't think you can make any broad statements about libertarians.
Well, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to compare you to what the liberals do.
Okay.
The liberals seem to say is, well, you know, we cannot hold these dark people to the same intellectual standards that we hold ourselves. So let's set the goal a little lower for them. And let's set aside, you know, something for them.
I don't say that. I demand that
that's
every
the impression
person,
I'm getting from
and
what
I don't
saying.
Care
well,
what the level. That's it's because you're always listen to me as though I'm some kind of nut job, Lou.
And just and I think you're jumping to conclusions a little bit, Lou. In
I'm
that,
not familiar
in
with
this.
Your partner. Are you on the radio also?
This is
yeah.
Gardner.
Hey, how you doing, Lou? Yeah, I do a show here in New Hampshire, Lou, and we have a website. If you go,
have
to
you
Liberty
ever lived
Conspiracy.
With black people?
Yeah, actually, I
where,
can tell you
where?
Some stories. Well, Lou, how that's pertinent, we'll get to
it
in a minute.
Because
yeah, Lou, you know what? If you want to get into that sort of rhetoric, we can do so, and I can talk to you about my personal life as much as you want. If you want to take my word for it, you can meet my niece. Okay, pal? We can talk
yep.
about it some other time.
I bet his niece, she's black.
I'm going to make a substantive point
well,
for you.
I'm not talking about your niece.
Hey,
I'm talking about you.
Lou.
I'm talking about you.
Lou, guess who I live with?
Who
my
you
niece.
Live with?
I live with my niece, so let's
his
get back to the substance
black.
Of what
there
we're discussing.
Go, Lou.
Okay, Lou? Now, when you bring that up, that seems to me that you're jumping to conclusions. We're trying to be thoughtful here and say, okay, before we excoriate this guy,
is there any validity to what this guy is saying on any of these points? He says it with incredible fire and incredible anger. And that sometimes would make us back up and say, hey, you, we're coming back at you just as hard. I think sometimes that's appropriate. But sometimes what these people say, can I finish the statement and then you can speak? That would be really a good idea. Sometimes when people say something, you say maybe there's some justification for their righteous indignation. For example, he's critical of the three strikes law, correct? Three strikes nails whom the most? Black
people.
Did you
hear the eight statement?
I'm not done yet. I am not
talk about
done
the
yet.
Statement.
We'll get to that
talk
in a minute.
About the
I'm
eight
saying,
statement.
Listen,
do you
listen,
agree
hold
with
on, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm saying you're jumping to conclusions before we get through all this man's stuff. I'm not saying I'm defending this man. I'm saying, is there stuff there that we need to pick apart and say, is there something valid? Let me ask you a question. I'm getting to a question, if you don't mind. Is there validity in this man's criticism of the three strikes law?
You're asking me?
Yes, and I have a follow-up question.
I don't even think that's the most extreme statement that he made.
Is there? I asked you a simple statement. Is there validity to his criticism of the three strikes law? And I have a follow-up.
No, I don't think so.
All right, then we can't go any further. I think there is, and I think if you're a black person and you see that there's validity to
it,
you can easily... I'm not done with
the
sentence.
I'll handle the AIDS thing.
I think if you're a black person and you see the three strikes law, I think if you have grown up in this sort of society, and he may make it worse. He might inflame it even worse. He might make it more than what it is. But there is an issue about potentially institutional racist policies against
these
people.
You sound like a liberal now.
But what are you going to do if you've got three strikes laws that... Listen, if you've got three strikes laws that nail...
You're making excuses for these people.
I'm not making excuses.
You have to stop with the liberal
nonsense. All right, let's do it this way. If you are of a particular subset that typically engages in some sort if you're in some subset, some community area, I'm not done yet. If you are at some sort of subset engages in some sort of enterprise, right? Let's say it's black market sales of cigarettes, and they impose on you a certain fine or penalty for dealing in these things. Heck knows, it could be fatty foods in the future. Who knows? Would you take it as being singled out and targeted? I don't know. I'm just saying that they could. That's
you're
all I'm
sounding
saying.
Sounding like a liberal. You
well,
have
too bad. I'm trying to sound sensible, but
I don't even know what a liberal is. I know that Rush Limbaugh made the term
is
very
someone who's a bleeding heart. Okay, and he could listen. Get to the AIDS question. Do you agree with this crazy?
I'm going to hold you over, Lou. You did it. You got help, but
stick
baby,
with us, Lou.
1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live, and more with Lou. He's going to be our next co-host.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. I'm Mark.
I'm Gard.
And it's a call about your shows. Why do I keep on doing that? Show about your calls. Please call in about whatever you'd like to talk about, just like Lou has. So we're talking to Lou about the Wright, Reverend Wright, and his exasperatorious comments of last week, or at least we heard about last week.
Yeah.
Lou, you there?
Do you agree with the Reverend, the righteous Reverend, that we created AIDS to kill black people? I'm asking you, Garth.
Lou, you are absolutely right. I would never think that. That's crazy talk, man. But I love it. I love the fact that you fly right in. What
now,
we're trying to do is, Lou, what we're trying to do is pick apart
as a white man.
I don't think that there are any standards for white men saying that we created AIDS. I think that there's plenty of white people out there that believe that the United States government created AIDS, and you know, I think that people consider that to be a little loony. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. And what about what do you say? Jesus is a black man.
Well, that's.
Did you agree with that also?
No, I think Jesus was a Sephardic Jew. I mean, that's what makes sense to me. Do I think
he could have been a Sephardic? He was just a Jew.
Well, yeah. I think he was a Sephardic Jew because
Sephardic. Sephardic means Spain. And the Jews didn't get to Spain until 1,000 years
later.
That's
not the terminology that they use.
No. Sephardic means Spain in Hebrew.
The Ashkenazi Jew. Okay,
means
help
Central
me out with
European.
This thing. Right. The Ashkenazi Jews are whites, and the Sephardic Jews are
No. Sephardic Jews are white also.
Then apparently I'm misinformed. And I was misinformed by a Jew, one of my best friends.
Hey, listen, Garth, I just want to admit that you hold black people to a different standard than you hold white people.
Look, how are you extrapolating all this from what I hoped would be a processed analysis of what this guy is saying? You know, just the fact that you don't come out...
Listen, when you're confronted by lunacy...
No, just the fact that the guy...
He's a lunatic.
Just the fact that we're picking apart the guy's statements doesn't mean that we're not going to come to the conclusion that he's a lunatic on some things. Do you get that? I don't understand. Why is it that we can't say, hey, is what he said about this valid? Is what he said about this valid?
Because you're playing the same game that the liberals play. You're trying to...
Why? You mean actually
finding out what is truth and not truth? I thought Aristotle was interested in that. I didn't know he was a member of the Democrat Party, Lou.
I'm very disappointed in certain libertarians when they try to bend over backwards and group people together as a class.
Here's what I'm disappointed in, Lou. Here's what I'm disappointed in. Someone who does not use his critical faculties to actually listen to people when they are trying to go through a thematic process of studying what somebody says. Now, let's take, for example, how they would, some people would say, well, look, Gard, if David Duke had said all sorts of things, wouldn't you come out and criticize him? Yeah, I would. And guess what? I probably wouldn't start from the premise of, let's pick apart what this guy has to say and be fair to this guy and see if there's anything valid. Because we know what David Duke is like. We're just discovering what this guy is like, so we're going through what he's saying, and we're going to come to the conclusion, amazingly, Lou, that some of the things he says are loony. Like
that's it. That's
AIDS
all
being...
I want to say.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let us actually get through the conversation, Lou. You were the one who was jumping to conclusions about us. Do you get it?
I heard the opening, and it sounded like something you could hear on Air America.
Well, you gotta just wait, man. Obviously, we're very cool with you.
I think that they,
you know,
believe
no
me, if I was on Air America, they'd kick my butt right off, Lou. They do not want to hear about how the free market has all kinds of solutions for the marketplace. They want to hear about socialism.
Already.
Yeah, we're on the same side, Lou. I think we're in agreement.
The guy's an individual, and he's crazy, and that's all.
Well, he's crazy about some stuff, and he's not crazy about other stuff. And he talks like a crazy man. You can pull some things out, but a lot of it, he deserves a ton of criticism.
Listen, as a good libertarian, we have to stay away from conspiracy theory. I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely.
You're starting to go down the same road that the extreme left is going down.
What's the conspiracy theory, Lou?
You were doing this whole thing with Pearl Harbor.
But that's not a conspiracy
theory.
We're looking at history and history that we managed to extrapolate. I mean, that's
but
not...
Don't you, you're jumping to conclusions that are not there.
Well, how do you know they're not there? It's 65-year-old information.
Have you read FDR's War or the New Dealer's War?
You read
John Toland's book?
My college major was history.
Right, okay. So the questions stand. You know, I don't think that having a thoughtful conversation about, well, look, I've read this, have you read this, or what's the story
exactly.
of this, and what's your opinion on that? I don't think that that's conspiracy theory mongering.
I've been hearing too much about 9/11 was an inside job.
When did I mention 9/11?
Why don't you ask
associating? See, this is the thing. You're jumping to conclusions again. Because we are picking apart certain arguments about World War II, you're saying, I don't want to be too accusatory, but you're so ready to jump to conclusions that we're giving too much space or too much leeway to people that you're saying that we're just like these other people. I'm trying to investigate.
All I'm saying is we have to stay away from conspiracy theory until we fact. We have to ground our arguments in fact.
I concur with you, Lou. Gardner, was 9/11 an inside job, or was it perpetrated by some Arabs that wanted to wage war on the United States?
It was perpetrated by some radical Islamic fundamentalists, and they didn't like us.
But it's not a joke. It's not a joke. I think you're making light of it.
No, it's the truth. But what are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, I think that those Arabs had some validity and their
complaints.
That's
what I mean. Then you're getting into, like, left extreme. Yeah, it's almost like when you go so far into the libertarian mindset, you bend over backwards, you start to sound like a radical leftist.
I don't think that actually thinking about a situation and picking it apart is liberal. If you think that being a liberal means just adhering to rhetoric of the right-hand side...
The extremes at both political ends, the extreme libertarian, the extreme right, the extreme left, they tend to the conspiratorial mindset.
What's conspiratorial about believing that the Arabs have some kind of validity to their complaints?
Well, what does that have to do with saying that 9/11 was an inside job?
Nothing.
That's the point
I was following up my statement. Art Gardner got to make his statement.
There's too many crazed libertarians that are saying that 9/11, they believe what they're saying.
There's Democrats and Republicans that say the same thing.
Right, and we're not them.
Stay away from conspiracy theories.
Lou, let's look at it this way. We probably wouldn't have given you as much time in conversation as we've tried to have with you.
I want Lou as a co-host. I don't know about you.
If we were these kinds of guys, you know?
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call, buddy. All right. Wow, that was cool. Well, hey, you know, that was really good to get Lou, and hopefully he'll be on our side. I know those feelings sometimes.
Lou's my favorite kind of caller because he you know, he's inflammatory. You know, he's got a gruff sound to his voice, and he doesn't mind telling you, you're nuts.
But
you
know? I'm glad we got to talk it through a little bit there. Yeah. So there's a lot of times you get in these conversations that people don't, I don't know, maybe it's just my girlfriends, but they don't, just kidding. All right.
Oh, yeah, like you have girlfriends. Going to Reverend Ryan in New Hampshire.
Hey, Reverend Ryan.
Hi. I was hoping I could talk to Lou, but I really wanted to ask him if he'd ever heard the term fractally stupid.
What does fractally stupid mean?
It's the kind of stupid where you say things that are just so dumb that no matter how much you zoom in on them, they're still just as dumb. Every little part of the conversation is just as dumb as the one as the whole.
Is that Reverend Wright is fractally stupid or Lou is fractally stupid? I don't understand.
Both, actually.
Well, thanks for that.
And what do you think about the Reverend statements? Because we haven't really gotten to address some of those other loony things. We did a little bit with Lou and whether or not this Obama in the race, you know, in the presidential race, it's frustrating because I'm not a fan of government. So I look at it from a very distant point of view. On my show, I have to delve into it every day and it sort of drives me up the wall. But when you look at a guy like Obama apologizing for this guy's statements, it's a blanket apology, and he's going out blanket. Do you think that that's appropriate? Do you think do you even care? I don't know. For me, I'm sort of distanced from it.
He really shouldn't care. I mean, whenever Ron Paul was getting money from some unsavory characters, it was essentially his answer was, "Hey, I'm gonna have support from people that I don't want, and there's really nothing I can do about that."
But Ron Paul wasn't going to their churches and wasn't giving them money back and wasn't having them perform his weddings and things like that. So he obviously, you know, there's this connection.
I think this Reverend Wright thing has put the kibosh on Obama's campaign.
He's in a lot of trouble.
I think that it was really close between he and Clinton, and now with this, that there's going to be some white people. There's going to be some white flight from Obama's campaign from the statements.
Yeah, and the only people she can try to manipulate now that'll really save her are those superdelegates. So they're going
to
be talking.
You might as well get used to saying Madam President.
Yeah, and by the way, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the World War II thing, do you think that it's inappropriate to bring up some of these questions? Do you think it's conspiratorial to say, well, you know, if you read John Toland's book, or if you read The New Dealer's War, or if you read, this book or that book, there's some interesting points that are brought up. If you read Reassessing the Presidency, which is
that's the difference is you're talking about books written by historians and scholars as opposed to him thinking you're reading books about lizard men from outer space.
Okay, feel fine. Thank you.
We'll be back in a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. We got Barbara and Lee on the line.
Want to talk about lizard men, right?
I don't know what they are. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.